the prodigal son left home with riches, fine clothes, and dignity. But he returned empty-handed, clothed in rags, and humbled by dishonor. Despite his foolish choices and impoverished condition, his father saw him from afar off, and his father ran to him. God is like this loving father. He is willing to forgive us, cleanse us, and give us a second chance. But we first must choose to come back to him.
Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sluzes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace Ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Hey there, my friend. This is Anthony Sluzes. I'm so thankful that you're listening to Your Place of Grace. You know, today, in our day, so many people, multitudes, are profoundly unhappy. You know, they come from all walks of life and from all socioeconomic levels, but they all have one thing in common. One thing. They feel stuck in their misery and they don't know how to get out of it. Oftentimes they're angry or they feel broken, empty, or worthless. It seems to them like nobody cares for them, and they're just getting by through life, and it's just that alone is a difficult day-to-day struggle. Some of these people don't understand why they feel this way, and maybe you're one of them. While others know that their choices have contributed to their condition. Whatever the cause, and no matter how deep the despair, the Word of God offers hope and a way out for anyone who is trapped in hopelessness and in misery. The Lord Jesus Christ used the story of the prodigal son to show us this downward spiral into a shattered life, as well as the road to recovery. And we find it in Luke 15, verses 11 through 24. So if you have your Bible, grab it, and let's go through this together. Although we may not find ourselves in the prodigal son's exact situation, I'll tell you, we can all identify with his choices and responses. Each of the following words describes the progressive steps that lead to misery. They will help us to recognize how we've ended up in our present condition and what we need to do to change course. The first word is dissatisfaction. Although he came from a wealthy family and had everything he needed, the prodigal son became discontented with his life. Maybe he heard stories about other places or saw people enjoying pleasures that he didn't have. Whatever the cause, he felt like he was missing something in life. The next word that describes the situation of the prodigal son is desire. The son's dissatisfaction led to a desire for something else. And the more he thought about what he wanted, the more his desires multiplied. And like that prodigal son, we may long to be free of restraints and have the financial freedom, for example, to live just as we please. But this kind of self-indulgent, selfish lifestyle will get us into trouble and eventually lead to a shattered life, to misery. When our desires are sanctified and placed under the will and authority of God, they can inspire us to achieve whatever He wants us to accomplish. But if they're not controlled and contained, they will lead us into very dangerous territory. Another word that describes this situation with the prodigal son, and maybe with you, is the word deception. The inevitable result of uncontrolled desires is deception. In this story, the son thought he'd find what he wanted in a distant country. You know, the grass is greener on the other side, you know. So there he thought he'd have complete freedom from parental authority and have his share of the inheritance to live as he pleased. For us, a distant country represents any place we desire to live outside of God's will and purpose for our lives. Our enemy, Satan, his goal is to lure us into believing that living in accordance with our own desires is the way to happiness and satisfaction. But the truth is, it leads us into the path of misery. Then came the prodigal son's decision. Decision. After being deceived by the devil and his own desires, the son made a decision to just up and leave home in search of a better life. All he saw ahead of him were freedom and partying and unrestricted pleasure. Satan never wants us to think about the future outcomes of our choices, dear one. When he tempted Eve in the garden, he told her that, contrary to God's word, she wouldn't die if she disobeyed. And any time we decide that we have a better plan than God's, guess what? We're headed for big trouble. By walking away from Him, God, that is, we lose our anchor in life. Instead of being connected to our Heavenly Father, we are left completely adrift, searching for something or someone to satisfy our longings. Another word that describes the prodigal son, and possibly you, is the word delight. Delight. Oh, it sounds so good, doesn't it? But after leaving home, the prodigal son lived for his own pleasure. And for a time, he enjoyed himself. He had an abundance of freedom, fun, financial resources, and friends, he thought. But verse 13 of Luke chapter 15 says, this young man squandered his estate with loose living. His older brother claimed that he devoured his father's wealth with prostitutes. Although the younger son thought he was finally free to live as he pleased, in reality, he was enslaved to sin and would soon suffer the consequences. Then came disillusionment. His enjoyment of unrestrained liberty and abundance quickly turned to bitter disappointment. Verse 14 says, when he had spent everything, a severe famine occurred in that country, and he began to be impoverished. He had foolishly tried to gratify himself with pleasures that can never truly satisfy or last, for that matter. And oftentimes, this is what we attempt to do as well. We spend our time, money, and effort pursuing what we think will make us happy, only to be disillusioned when they all fail us. But then came despair. The next step downward in this spiral toward misery is hopelessness and desolation. The prodigal son ended up hungry and alone in a field feeding hogs. And for a Jewish man, this was the bottom of the barrel. He'd lost everything and no one was willing to help him. But then the final word I want to examine here today is this: determination. So, when this young man finally came to his senses, the Bible said, he remembered his home and his father. Here he was, in a faraway land, dying of hunger, while his father's hired servants had more than enough to eat. At this point, this young man made a decision to go home, to confess his sin, and ask his father to let him be one of his servants. The prodigal son left home with riches, fine clothes, and dignity, but he returned empty-handed, clothed in rags, and humbled by dishonor. Despite his foolish choices and impoverished condition, his father saw him from afar off, and his father ran to him, embraced him, clothed him like royalty, and celebrated his return with a lavish party. Oh, dear one, listen to me. God is like this loving father. He is willing to forgive us, cleanse us, and give us a second chance. But we first must choose to come back to him. Although we came to be in our miserable condition through a series of steps, through dissatisfaction, desire, deception, decision, delight, disillusionment, and despair, dear one, we can determine today to turn around and run back to our Father. The only way out of a broken life, the only way out of misery and hopelessness, is to humbly recognize where we are at present, right now, and to confess our sin to God and return home to our Heavenly Father with repentance, surrender, and obedience. Listen to me, dear one. You may think you have committed some unpardonable sin or sins. Listen to me. Whatever we have done, whatever you have done, or wherever you have been, God will take you back right away. Today, right now, he'll welcome you home into his loving arms. See, he loved us enough to send his own son to pay the penalty on the cross for all of our sins. And now, whoever believes in Jesus and accepts him as Savior and Lord will be forgiven and receive eternal life in heaven. Praise God. Maybe this is your day, dear one, to come to your senses and to turn away from sin and turn toward your Heavenly Father. When you sin, and when you sin terribly, don't run from God, but run to him. Let's do it now. Let me pray this prayer with you. And wherever you are, God will hear your heart. God will hear your prayer. And God the Father will come running toward you to embrace you, to forgive you, to show you how much he loves you, and to receive you to himself. Let's pray this right now. Pray this after me with all your heart. Dear God in heaven. Yes, pray it with me. Dear God in heaven, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Please forgive me for the way I have lived and for the sinful things I've done. Cleanse me with the precious blood of Jesus Christ from all my sin and unrighteousness. With my mouth, I confess the Lord Jesus. And in my heart, I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead, and he is alive. This very moment, I accept Jesus Christ as the Savior of my soul, and I make him the Lord of my life. And according to God's holy word, which cannot lie, I am now washed. I am cleansed. I am forgiven. I am healed. And I am reborn. And Jesus, I will live for you and serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, my God and my Savior. In Jesus' wonderful name I pray. Amen and amen. Praise God in heaven. Hallelujah. Dear one, if you've prayed that prayer with all your heart, you are now born again. And the angels of heaven are celebrating over you and over your decision to make Jesus Christ your personal Savior and Lord. If you've prayed this prayer with me today, please contact me through my website, yourplaceofgrace.com. Click on that contact tab and email me. Tell me, Tony, man, I prayed that prayer with you. Jesus is now my Lord and Savior, and my life will never be the same. I'm going to rejoice with you. I'm going to shout. I'm going to send you a word of encouragement. I will also send you a free resource, postage paid, to help you get started in this new walk with Christ. Dear one, welcome to the family of God. Now ask the Lord to help you find a good local church. You need to go to church next weekend. Ask God to help get you plugged in to a local church where the Bible is preached faithfully, where the people of God love each other, and they love God supremely. Get involved. Get involved in a local church. And again, welcome to the family. Dear ones, I'm so thankful that you listen to this podcast. And I ask you to just do me a small favor, if you would. Go to Apple Podcasts, if you would. I also podcast on different platforms. But whatever platform you're on, I'm just speaking of Apple right now. But go to Apple Podcasts, for instance, and go to our podcast. And please, if you would, give us a 5-star review and give us a nice review as well. We're in this for you. We're not in this to get rich. I'm by no means a rich man, believe me, but God is faithful. And I want to be faithful to you on a weekly basis through our podcasts. And I want to reach more and more people all around the world with the good news of Jesus Christ. Gospel means good news. And you know what? It's always good news. Thank you. Thank you, dear one. And until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you, and may he always have a smiling countenance toward you. And may God give you peace, protection, prosperity, joy unspeakable and full of glory, laughter and unconditional love within your marriage, family, home, and relationships. And may God grant you great favor everywhere you step foot, all the days of your very long life. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Sluzes. We trust the podcast was a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, and to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.